Wake Up Tri-County is live from our Yem Auto Group studios. I'm Sean Cronin, and joining us live in the studio is Julie Landwehr with Abilities Plus. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about what you got going on.
Oh, it's a busy time at Abilities Plus right now. With the holidays coming up, they're coming up very quickly, too, all of a sudden. We've started our wreath sales, our annual wreath sales, where we sell hundreds of evergreen wreaths that are hand-decorated by the folks in our work services department. We're able to keep the same price this year. They're $15 a piece, and they come with an individual card that is signed by the client that has decorated them. So it's an extra special touch if you want to give them as a gift or something like that. We can also ship them around the continental United States for $30. So it's a very nice gift. And like I said, the orders have been coming in very quickly.
Yeah.
And then we also have our holiday open house this year. We weren't able to have it last year, as you know, which was, I believe, the first time it's ever had to have been canceled. And it's going to be on Sunday, December 5th from 1 until 3. A lot of the things will be the same, but we are going to require face masks, and we're not going to serve refreshments this year. Those are the only two real changes. Otherwise, we'll have our huge bake sale again. We have some great raffle items that I could mention.
Please.
There's a bow tie quilt that was donated by Roberta Cinnamon, a honeybee quilt donated by Linda Trossel, and then four gift baskets that were donated by Ron and Anna Carmichael. We have a lottery ticket basket, which is always popular, a soup and cracker basket, a hot chocolate and liquor basket, and a John Deere basket that has all kinds of John Deere memorabilia. And then for children, we also have an Animal Planet Extreme T-Rex dinosaur donated by Julie Schaefer. So those are great raffle items, too. Tickets are $1 or 6 for $5, and we'll be selling them at open house, but you can also stop into our lobby at Abilities Plus if you're interested.
John Deere basket's going to be even more popular today, I imagine, since they finally released their contract. They're back to work.
I just heard that. That's right. That's right. And then our volunteers from the resale shop also bring a really large amount of collectibles that they save all year from the resale shop to sell at that event, too. So it's from 1 to 3 on December 5th.
December 5th, good. Mm-hmm. Now, back to the wreaths, what do people need to do? Is there a place where they just call and order one?
Yes, they can just call the agency and ask for Andrea. The number is 852-4626. They can, if they talk to our receptionist, she'll make sure that they get in touch with the right person to order the wreaths. We also have the flyers in our front lobby as well. Or they can really just call anyone at Abilities Plus, and we'll direct them to the right person.
So how is fundraising?
Fundraising has gone really well this year, even with all the situations around. I'm just always amazed, Sean, at how generous our local communities are. Kewaunee and the surrounding areas, Geneseo, Anawan, Atkinson, and then into Stark County, Toulon, Wyoming, Bradford, folks have just been extremely generous. And a lot of times they even want to remain anonymous. They'll come in with some very large donations to help us. And so that has been wonderful, because we can't, as we've talked many times, we can't rely on the state to continue to fund us and help us to provide the quality of services that we continue to provide. So,
and of course, Abilities Plus is also a partner with the Kewaunee Area United Way.
We do, and we appreciate the support we get from them as well, very much.
There is another program that you have that's part of your fundraising, and that is when the Bequest program.
Yes, that is a program where folks can either leave us, maybe designate a portion of their future will, or they've already passed and we find out that they have left us money in a will, or they can leave us a life insurance policy. There's all kinds of different ways to do that. And we were able to induct two new individuals and or couples this year, Glenn and Betty DeSmith of Geneseo, formerly of rural Anawan, who left a portion of their estate in their will, and then Marilyn Verdick of Anawan, who has named Abilities Plus in her future will. She has a son that comes to our program. So we're just very appreciative to those folks. And anyone that wants more information on that can certainly contact me at Abilities. And again, the number is 852-4626. And I think with that, there's a real misconception that you have to have a lot of money, and that's not necessarily the case at all. We have a former client that's in our bequest program, Tim Hawkins, who his mother designated his life insurance policy to come to us. So he was able, even though he's passed, his money is continuing to help others at Abilities Plus, which is really heartwarming. So. And then I could mention, too, we weren't able to have our large awards banquet this year. Once again, this is the second year that we've had to cancel that because we have probably 225 people that come. And so it's a really large event. But we did do a virtual event. Again, it's not quite ready for release, but when it is, we're going to show it on Facebook Live and then also on YouTube. And maybe I could mention those award winners.
Please.
If we have time. The Business Award is going to the Star Courier this year, and both WKEI and Regional Media and the Star Courier have just been awesome with promoting the programs that we have at Abilities Plus, and we are so appreciative. And I know Regional Media did get the award a few years ago as well, but we're very thankful to the Star Courier. Our volunteer award is going to Linda Bowles, who is AmeriCorps volunteer at Abilities Plus. And I know a lot of folks in the community know Linda from all the good service that she does. And we have a special recognition awards going to three folks that have retired from the agency, Sue Lane, Luke Guthrie, and Margaret Kamey. The Civic Community Award is going to the Kiwanis Club of Kiwani, who helps us in so many different ways throughout the year, not just financially, but also doing cookouts for our folks and helping clean up our facilities and just all kinds of things. The Posthumous Award is going to Hazel Pettit, who started, it was one of the founders of our resale shop, and that continues to go strong to this day, 30 plus years, you know, later. The Director's Award is going to a retired board member, Jenny Pettit, who's also Hazel Pettit's daughter-in-law. And then our Achiever of the Year Award is going to Kelly Mulcahy.
Oh, so, wow. That's great.
Yeah, so we're very pleased to honor all those folks, and we'll let people know when the video is ready. Nico Poe from Kiwani is working on it, and he did a great job for us last year, so we're excited to see what he can come up with this year.
That's great. So anything else you'd like to pass along today?
Well, we've talked, I think the last time I was here, about our group home in Anawan.
Yeah.
And we've moved two individuals in, two women, and we have another woman, I believe, that's moving in this Friday, and then we'll have a fourth woman once all the paperwork gets done. So that's going very well, and that's just a beautiful facility, and we've received a lot of great support from folks in Anawan, so that's really nice, too.
How does that program work exactly?
Well, it's a little bit complicated. The state has to decide basically who gets funding for that program, and you have to be on a waiting list and apply. So it's a little more complicated, but if anyone's interested in residential services, they can contact us and we can get them in touch with the right folks that can help with all the paperwork and get them on that state waiting list.
All right. Well, Julie Landwehr, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to Wake Up Tri-Counties live from REM Auto Group Studios.